With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The U.S. and Iran have ended face-to-face talks. There is no agreement to end the war as yet. The two-week ceasefire is still in place, but nobody's sure what happens after April 22nd. However, the two sides have said they are going to get back together. Pakistani mediators are urging all parties to keep at it. GOP Senator Susan Collins of Maine has yet to see details of President Trump's 2027 budget proposal, but she tells the Salem Radio Network she is not opposed to an increase in military spending.
We do have to keep in mind that the president is compensating for years of underfunding by the Biden administration. So we do need to do some catch up to make sure that we are prepared to meet the global threats that we face.
The White House is seeking a $1.5 trillion budget for the Pentagon. The Trump administration rolls back a car feature pushed by former President Obama. Correspondent Ken Lorman has that.
The Trump administration has revoked Obama-era off-cycle credits that encouraged automakers to install automatic stop-start systems, effectively ending widespread use of the unpopular technology in new gasoline cars. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin hailed the move as eliminating a, quote, climate participation trophy, noting that 58% of such vehicles had the feature by 2024, despite minimal fuel savings. Ken Lorman reporting.
The stampede at a mountaintop fortress popular with tourists in northern Haiti yesterday has reportedly left at least 30 people dead. Haiti's government confirmed the stampede took place and said it offered its condolences to the families of the victims. This is SRN News. Moms for Liberty made a name for itself at the local level, fighting to win control of school boards as it battled woke indoctrination in the classroom. Now it's being embraced by the Trump administration and gaining new influence in national decisions. CEO Tina Discovich says the group has been part of discussions around transgender sports bans, artificial intelligence, and more. Supporters say the group's trajectory speaks of the power of its parental rights agenda, which has become a plank of conservative politics. A lot of moms and dads across the country are concerned about what their kids are learning in school. Biblical stories such as Jonah and the whale would be required reading for Texas public school students under proposals that are being considered this month. Religious leaders, teachers, and parents and students spent hours Tuesday before the State Education Board arguing about the reading list for the state's 5.4 million kindergartners to 12th graders. The board is also considering social studies standards as well. This is SRN News. Patrons are lining up at Augusta National to secure a limited edition Master's Gnome.
This year marks the 10th and possibly final year of the Gnome's release, making it highly sought after. Each year's Gnome is unique, and this year's edition features the Gnome in golf attire with a Masters-themed cup. With only about 1,000 available daily, they've been selling out quickly and have become valuable on resale markets. Prices on eBay and Facebook Marketplace have soared, with some Gnomes listed for up to $800. Speculation about this being the last edition has fueled demand. Many buyers have considered reselling them for the potential profit. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Today is Sunday, April the 12th. It's the 102nd day of 2026. On this date in history, 1861, the Civil War begins as Confederate forces open fire on Fort Sumter in South Carolina. And on this date in 1981, the NASA Space Shuttle program began with Shuttle Columbia lifting off from Kennedy Space Center for the first time. This is SRN News.